this training program that we are having in Durban next week. So, can I ask, will you be able to present the report? Can I ask the content advisor just to present the report that they have presented to us with the amendment around the presence of Honourable Magakula that was standing in the Honourable Twitter?
Thank you, Jefferson, and good morning to the Honourable Members. Jefferson, do you want me to read? Sure, of course, not even that long. Okay. As Jefferson has just indicated, this is a report of the subcommittee of the Select Committee of Social Development and the PC on Social Development on the appointment of the CDA board members. So this is, this one is a report that the committee will table to the House. And the introduction part is mainly about the introduction or the background on the CDA and what is its function as according to the Act, the Prevention and Treatment of Drug Dependence Act number 20 of 1992. In essence, the CDA is a statutory body of the Department of Social Development mandated to carry out activities on the combating of substance abuse. And mostly it has to advise the minister on any aspects related to social substance abuse. And that's just the first part. And to go to the second part, it's just the composition of the subcommittee or maybe the panels. And as I indicated, one committee is from the National Council of Provinces, the Select Committee on Social Services, the Chairperson, Honorable Khasmeni, and Honorable Makunyane from the ANC, and the Chairperson from the ANC, Honorable Faba from the Democratic Alliance, Honorable Plaki from DA, and from our was it COP? Thank you. No, I don't know anything. My apologies. And from our committee, it was the Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Botha, Honorable Chwete, Honorable Waters, and Honorable Dume. And number two is also a list of all the names of the candidates, 24 of them, as was agreed by the subcommittee that were shortlisted for the interview. And the interviews took place on the 21st, the 22nd, and the 23rd of August. And just to note that from the list, one candidate withdrew before she was interviewed because she had other arrangements or engagements. Okay, and as prescribed in the Act I alluded to earlier, the subcommittee had to make recommendations to the minister of the candidates. So the list of candidates that were recommended are Mr. J. Kruger, Mrs. C. Dutoy, Mr. R. Eberlein, Mr. D. Baeva, Dr. L. Silva, Mr. C. Mpiane, Ms. S. Ndlovu, Dr. M. Manyedi, Ms. A. M. Salter, Mr. C. P. Uko, Professor D. Stein, and Mr. M. M. Gama, and the report is to be considered. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable. Thank you very much, Ms. Nogenga. Honourable Members, did you add the issue of that Mr. Honourable Magakula stood in for? Yeah, I think there should just be an amendment to say that Honourable Magakula stood in for Honourable Twente on the 31st of August in terms of our report. And for the first and the first part of the interviews on the 22nd. So, does that amend? members, there you have the recommendation of the subcommittee to that was of the two houses, and this is our report of the work that we have done. Now, the portfolio committee can accept it or reject it, or do they want to discuss it? If you discuss it, I think you're going to send us back to the interviews, and we're not going to make the deadline. Is there any indication of honourable members, honourable Twitter?
Thank you, Chair. I have a clarity. I just want to check the way we put these members, the candidates, whether we put them through their scoring. Was the way I see it now, it's like, yeah, I think we should need to use the scoring. Yes, otherwise.
In terms of preference.
In terms of preference. Yeah. Yeah, it should be the scoring, the way they are put in the list. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Honourable Twitter, can you just switch off your mic?
Oh, sorry, Chair.
So, with that amendment, in terms of just reordering the list, in terms of scoring, we won't put the scoring in, but just in terms of the preference of the names.
In terms of the preference.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, not the scoring.
No. No, you understand me, sir.
Okay.
No, I do, but
I said it was before. Which number one is you? And which two is you?
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't have to write it down. That's
no,
the only one to write.
Okay. No, you don't have to.
All right.
You need to be that transparent, then you're going to be see-through. Now that's too much information. Honourable members, can we get a proposer and a seconder? Honourable Bula, and then Honourable...
No, thank you. Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to raise a few concerns. Firstly, we must thank you for and the members who have sat on the panel for doing a phenomenal piece of work. I just wanted to inquire with regards to the candidate that withdrew because of arrangements and engagements. What impact will that have? You know, I see you have illustrated that in the in the report. Is there any bearing on that? Firstly, and secondly, have you taken gender into account? You know, I just wanted to highlight.
Yes, Honourable Bula, the candidate must be Mantamane. Has withdrawn because she scheduled two appointments at once, the one to be interviewed at 10 and a personal appointment for herself at 10. And and then she, while we were busy with the first candidate, she also wanted to be interviewed at 9 o'clock. We couldn't accommodate her. She didn't want to wait. She was then subsequently withdrew. So she did that out of her own volition. Then in terms of the the issue of gender, we have a fairly good gender balance. We have 5 females and 7 males. So in terms of the candidates, I think it's quite a good mix, even in terms of professions and experience.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Chairperson, I move for the adoption of the candidate that are recommended. Pardon? Amendment. With an amendment. I move for the adoption of a candidate that are recommended.
Honourable Twitter, you said before that?
Yeah,
the matter
before amendment, Chair. I think what Honourable Bula raised is very important. I know that we have, you know, if you are not part of the panel, or you are not part of the panel, you would know what doctor means. So I think we need a column of indication of female male, because here we have Professor Disdain. You would know whether she's a female. Yes. and doctor so-and-so, you don't know whether female, if you could have a column of indication of the gender.
When we were dealing with professors and doctors mainly, even the chair said there's no females. And I said, well, how do you know? Females can also be doctors and professors. And there were. Some of them, yeah. Do you remember? See, so I agree. So if you weren't part of the panel, you wouldn't know. So we should.
Members, the report is so adopted. Thank you. Can we go to the social security training? This is a long planned training for the committee. We're going to Durban for the week next week, starting on the 3rd of September. And we will be having training on social security. As you can see, if you look at the at the presenters, it's quite a high profile. We're going to have quite a few high profile professionals giving us a training, so I'm sure none of us wants to miss it. And I'm just going to ask the committee secretary. Can you just sit down so that you can take us through the training?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Members, as you know, that this has been a long-standing kind of initiative of the committee. Next week is taking place, and the department has already arranged accommodation at the Southern Sun Northern Beach. The flights arrangement has been made. If you remember, there were SMSs that were sent to your phones with flight details. So I don't know whether members you want more information, like to give you a paper reflecting your itinerary. And some members will depart on Monday, the 3rd, but most of the members will depart on Sunday night, because the course starts on Monday, the 3rd. And at 8:30, there will be an introduction and welcoming by Professor M. Olifir and Ms. B. Malafaso, the person I've been liaising with to arrange logistics of the entire course. And she mentioned that there were some presenters who came from overseas that will be presenting some papers to the committee. And then from 9 o'clock, there's Professor Olifir as well on the context and history of South African social security. 10:30, there's tea. 11 o'clock, there is context and history, the continuation of it, and social security principles, concept and definition of objectives. 1 o'clock, it's lunch. 2, it's a continuation, legal and policy framework by Professor Olifir as well. There's tea time at 3, legal and policy framework will continue by Professor Olifir as well. And then we will, the day will end at 16:30. Do you have to go to one? Yes. So most of the time we will finish the training at 16:30. Except Friday, the course, the program will end at 12:15. Most of the flights around 14:40, so which means that at 12:30 we need to depart from the hotel to the airport. I think that's all, Chairperson. I think so. I'll double check with that and give an SMS. Thanks.
The training is based on the International Labour Organization's training. So that is why some of the experts will be flying in to lecture. So I would urge members to really fully participate in the training. It will really give you an insight into social security in South Africa and globally, and also at the proposed reforms that that the government is currently working on. I'm sure honourable members will have you've all received your travel arrangements. SMS is on your travel arrangements and departures. So, yeah. Honourable member at the end.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Preeti Ngubeni Maluleka. I'm the new member. I was verbally allocated to this committee. So when talking about this trip to Durban, I haven't received any communication. So I just want to know what will be happening to me.
Yeah, thank you. Let me just explain this thing. That is why the website of the ANC that she wants to speak to you after this. Just to explain to you. But you can only be a member of the committee when your name has been ATC'd, which means published in Parliament, so on the notices. So even though you've been verbally informed, and you, if your name hasn't been ATC'd, you're not a member yet. So you're a member, you're in the process of being a member. So Honourable Tweety will explain everything to you.
I'm sorry.